That's all for today, class. But before we go, let's all recite Surat Al-As as we do every day before we leave.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله class. Well, no homework for tomorrow.
Yes! First time without no homework.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, teacher. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Yasser. Yes, I could go to
All of the children file out of the classroom except Ahmed, who remains behind. Teacher, asks Ahmed, I have a question. Yes, Ahmed. Why do we recite Surat al-Asr every day at the end of the day before we go home? We do that, explained his teacher, because it's part of the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad liked to end all his gatherings with his companions with this surah. Do you know why he chose this surah, Ahmed? His teacher asked. I sort of remember it's about winners and losers, said Ahmed. That's right, Ahmed. The meaning of the surah is that Allah swears by time that most of mankind will be losers one day, except for the people who do four special things, like good deeds or good actions, explained his teacher. What are they, the actions, teacher? I want to be like those people, Ahmed asked eagerly. Allah says that the best people or the winners will be 1. Those who believe in Allah, 2. Those who do good deeds, 3. Those who encourage others to do good deeds, and 4. Those who encourage others to be patient and keep on trying, even when that's not so easy to do. Wow, I mean, subhanAllah, that's a lot to do, said Ahmed. It's not so hard, consoled his teacher. You can practice them every day at almost any time of day. Inshallah, I think that you will have a chance to practice all four between now and when you return to school tomorrow. Why don't you try and let me know how you did? I'll even give you some extra credit in class. And then I'll be a winner, beamed Ahmed. His teacher patted his head affectionately and said, Inshallah, Ahmed, I believe you will. As Ahmed walked home, he thought about the things his teacher mentioned about the four special actions. I believe in Allah already. That's one, he thought. He was so busy thinking about the second action, doing good deeds, that he accidentally bumped into his classmate Hassan, who was walking home ahead of him. Books and papers went flying everywhere. Oops, sorry, Hassan, said Ahmed as he quickly scrambled to pick up the scattered books and papers. Thanks, Ahmed, said Hassan. I think you got them all. Here, said Ahmed, I'll help you carry some. Ahmed and Hassan walked home together, talking about school and what Ahmed's teacher had told him about Surat al-Asr. I want to be a winner with Allah, too, said Hassan, who was always eager to find ways to be a good Muslim. As the boys passed the bus stop, an elderly woman got off the bus carrying two heavily laden grocery bags. She made her way along the sidewalk, struggling with the overloaded bags.
Hey, Hassan, whispered Ahmed. Look at that poor old woman carrying those bags.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Said Hassan with a grin.
Let's go, they urged each other, and together they ran to the old woman.
Assalamu alaikum, auntie, chorused the boys. Please, let us help you with your bags.
Without waiting for a reply, the boys shifted their school books and each took a grocery bag, relieving the old woman of her burden.
Wa alaikum salam, boys. How very nice of you.
The elderly woman pointed down the block.
Each Tuesday I take the bus to the store. I only live another block away, but it's not easy to carry these heavy bags. It's nice to have some help.
As they reached the woman's house, she said,
Wait here, boys, while I go inside. I have something for each of you.
She returned with two huge chocolate chip cookies and said,
Jazakum Allahu khayran. May Allah reward you for helping an old lady.
The boys walked to Hassan's house, munching on their cookies and continuing their talk about the four special good deeds. Ahmed had an idea.
You know what we could do, Hassan? We walk home every day this way. Let's wait for Auntie on Tuesdays when she does her shopping and help her carry her bags.
That's a great idea, Ahmed, said Hassan.
I think we encouraged each other to help her like the special people Allah mentions. And besides, she makes great cookies. The boys laughed. See you tomorrow, they chorused. Ahmed hurried home. He knew his mother would worry, wondering why he wasn't home from school yet. Assalamu alaikum, Mom. Sorry I'm late, said Ahmed as he entered the house. Wa alaikum salam, said his mother. I got worried and called the school, but your teacher told me that you stayed after to talk about Surat al-Asr. Did doing a good deed make you late? Kind of, Mom, said Ahmed modestly, and he told her the whole story about Hassan, his books, and the elderly lady with the groceries. Masha Allah, honey, sounds like you've already practiced 3 out of the 4 special actions. Suddenly, a pot on the stove started to boil over. La ilaha illallah, cried his mother as she raced to the stove. We've got guests coming and I'm so behind with dinner. We'll talk later, honey, okay? Okay, said Ahmed. Mom? He asked. Yes, honey. His mother sounded busy and a little tense. Don't worry, Mom. Your dinners always turn out great, Ahmed said encouragingly. Can I help you with anything? His mother turned and eyed him lovingly. If you could go play with your little sister and keep her busy, that would be a big help. And you reminded me that if I have patience, things usually go smoothly. Take a deep breath and say, Bismillah, they chorused together. Now, go find your sister. Ahmed found his sister Suha sitting in the garage, head in her hands, staring glumly at a pair of skates on her feet. Assalamu alaikum, Suha, said Ahmed. I can't get these skates to work, whined his sister. Ahmed, who had already mastered inline skates, was ready to say that roller skates were for babies anyway. However, he held his tongue when he thought about the 4th and last action mentioned in the Quran. Come on, Suha, he encouraged. Hang on to my arm and I'll help you. Suha pulled herself up, all wobbly, lost her balance, and fell down with a thud. I can't do it, she wailed. Sure you can, insisted Ahmed. It just takes practice. Remember last year when you said you'd never be able to ride a 2-wheeler? Now you're a pro. Just push off like this. Ahmed's mother watched her children from the kitchen window as she prepared dinner. Ahmed was doing a great job of encouraging his sister to be patient and to keep on trying, just like the special people mentioned in the surah. Ahmed was becoming a fine young Muslim, truly a winner with Allah.